flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. When the blazing sun is gone, when he nothing shines upon, then you show your little light. Twinkle, twinkle all the night. Then the traveler in the dark, thank you for your tiny spark. He could not see which way to go if you did not twinkle so. In the dark blue sky so deep, through the window as I peep, you will never shut your eye till the sun is in the sky. As your bright and tiny spark lights the traveler in the dark, though I know not what you are. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. The star is shining, but what it is, where it is, it's a thing of wonder. It's a thing of curiosity. Unless and until there is this inquisitive spirit to know the star, truth cannot come. There's a great difference in the word surprise and wonder. Surprise comes with shock. Surprise is outside. Wonder is inside. When the blazing sun is gone, when he nothing shines upon, then you show your little light. Twinkle, twinkle all the night. What star is this? And how do we know this? Which star is this? Soul or God? Like a diamond in the sky. With limited vision, with limited wisdom, with limited attitude, you cannot know the vast, you cannot know the unlimited. The traveler is lost. It is the twinkling light that is showing the way to that traveler. A child was drawing a picture, and father came and asked, "What are you drawing?" The child said, "I am drawing the picture of God." His father asked him, "Nobody has seen God. You have not seen God. How can you draw?" The child said, "Don't worry. Once I finish my picture, everyone will see him." The child has the illusion that it can draw the picture of God. So also, everyone has the illusion that they have known God, they have understood God. You cannot capture him in your photo frames and pictures and translates. He's beyond time, he's beyond space, he's beyond place. Yet, we try to behave in a manner as if we have known the truth. As a matter of fact, we have not known ourselves nor God. He is so vast, so unfathomable. It's only when you drop the limits, you usher into the world of unlimited wisdom, the divine vision, that you can know him, understand him, feel him. The master asked, "How much have you known God?" And disciple said, "I know everything about God." And master said, "Probably even God himself doesn't know everything about himself." When the word Maya was used for the first time by Shankaracharya, there is no mention of word Maya anywhere before Shankaracharya. And he meant Maya means transitory. Later on, this word was distorted and it came to be known as an illusion. There is a rope and you feel it is snake. But earlier, when in the 8th century, the word Maya was used for the first time in Hindu literature, it meant transitory, evanescent. Later on, it came to be understood as an illusion. Later on, people used it for women and gold. Later on, it was used for vices. Further on, it was used for negative forces, Saturn. So whether it is vice, whether it is Saturn, whether it is illusion, it is an invisible force that traps us, that creates an illusion. And you never know unless and until you are totally trapped into it. It's like a person who says, I just want to watch one TV episode, one episode of one serial, and he ends up watching 10 seasons. So an illusion is created, a trap, where you enter out of curiosity. And when you know that you are trapped, when you know that it is illusion, you are already trapped. The body is limitation. So long as you stay in this body consciousness, you cannot understand higher truths of life. The moment you drop the consciousness of the body, not just the body, even the consciousness of mind, intellect, and sanskar, and you enter into the consciousness of spirit, and you everything, you see everything as spirit, chideva dehastu chideva loka. Karta chidanta karanam chideva. Chidendriyani. Everything, everything. The whole universe is the ocean of consciousness. You float into that consciousness. You drop the limitedness and you see everything in a new light. At present, we all are trapped in our own mind, in our own past, in our own sanskars. The highest knowledge says that the soul is eternally pure. I am pure all the time. There is no concept of sin anywhere. Sin is just the forgetfulness. I want to become virtuous and this is sinful. Drop this both. Unlimited. I am ever unlimited. All the time unlimited. I am infinite. I am pure. I am eternal. I am existence, knowledge, and bliss. Nothing can touch me. I am untouched. So this is an unlimited consciousness. And this is my real nature. Baba said soul has got three powers. Mind, intellect, and sanskars. But at the same time he says, you have to be the king of mind, intellect, and sanskar. That means mind, intellect, and sanskars are different. And you are different. You are the king. They are the ministers. So I am not mind, I am not intellect, I am not sanskar. In the others, Murli's Baba said, to say that these sanskars are mine, they are not yours, they are Ravan's property. So again we come to the same unlimited consciousness, same undivided non-dual consciousness. Chideva sarva paramartha bhutam. It's one. So when the body is dropped, you enter into the world of spirit. You connect with higher consciousness, universal consciousness, and knowledge comes to you automatically. You are not reading any books, you are not doing anything. You are just practicing soul consciousness, and soul consciousness takes you towards universal consciousness. The knowledge is downloaded from the universal storehouse, from the pranic records. Because everything is in the soul, already recorded. Coming to this Murli, Baba said, unlimited. The first and the last chapter, the first and the last effort is to enter into the unlimited consciousness, the undivided, unpunctured consciousness, where you see everything as your own, where you feel everything as your own. You remain detached. At the same time, you become an ocean of karuna, compassion, because you see everything, everyone as soul. So even the inanimate objects, everything fills you with wonder and with compassion. You don't want to harm anything. You don't want to harm anyone. Trees, ants, stones, the earth, the elements, nothing. This is such a beautiful state of consciousness where the soul has become highly spiritually receptive. At the same time, so strong, so unwavering, so unlimited. The things are happening, but you don't see them as they are happening. You see them as a part of the divine play. You have no problem with the script. You enjoy the play. You are not here to find faults with the script. You don't have to be characters on the stage all the time. You jump and you become audience and you see the things. Watch the game. So unlimited father has come and he is watching his unlimited children with unlimited vision, with unlimited vritti, with that unlimited place, his unlimited home. And that is your first. Even when you became Brahmin, you dropped the body consciousness, you entered living a life, Marjiva. That time it is unlimited. You enter and become an angel. An angelic stage is also the unlimited stage, where you go beyond all the material consciousness, all the sense and sense attachment, all the sense gratifications and all the bodily relationships. You identify yourself as one unlimited consciousness. This is such a beautiful stage of ecstasy, of joy, of pleasure. You're not asking anything. You are not crying. You are not begging. You are not pleading. You are not complaining. Even the past is gone. Because now you see yourself as a divine being, always pure. The things that came, that is not me. The things that happened, they did not happen to me. I am always untouched. Nirlep. Detached. The embodiment of happiness, the embodiment of peace, the embodiment of knowledge. What knowledge I will gain from outside? All knowledge is within me. All knowledge is within. I am already perfect. Just the manifestation of perfection already, which is within. I live, I move, I rejoice. It's just because of our limited vision that we cannot understand, know the truth. A teacher asked his students, how many stars are there in the sky? One student got up and said, 100. Another student got up and said, 1,000. A third student got up and said, 10,000. Yet another got up and said, unlimited. At last, a small boy said, 3. The teacher said, 3? Are you sure? The boy was confident. He said, yes, only 3 skies. The teacher said, can you explain more? He said, why not? In my house, In the wall there is a hole. And when I looked through the hole, I saw three stars. So that confirms that there are three stars. So now it depends from where you are seeing. It depends how you are viewing this world. God is here, where you are standing. It depends on that. So you are entering into the unlimited consciousness. How do we do this? You have to connect to unlimited in order to reach the unlimited. Nature is one such place which is unlimited. Go and stand by the side of the river, the mountain. They are unlimited. Watch, look, visualize, think, churn, cogitate, reflect. How vast everything is, and I am also the part of that vastness. This transcending the limited is not a concept just in Murli's. It has been spoken unlimited times in the scriptures across the world. So today's task is to find out few things, few verses from different scriptures. At least three scriptures. You can use Bible or Gita. They have used different terminologies for higher stage. What Baba calls karmatit is the same like Christ-like consciousness of Bible. It's the same of Nirvana of Buddhism. It is the same of Kevala Gyan of Jainism. It is the same of Kensho or Wu Vi of Taoism. Beatitude of Christianity. So every religion, every scripture, every spiritual path has talked about the higher state of consciousness, the final purifying stage, fana, in Islam. The higher stage, nirvikalpa samadhi. The higher stage, avadhut. The higher stage, jivan mukt, of Sikhism. Every religion, every creed, every spiritual sect, Arihant or Buddhism, has described a stage which is the final sthita pragya, where there is stability, where person is totally free from everything, from all the bondages, the worldly limitations. It's a state of unlimited consciousness. So, review them. That is today's task. Baba is also talking with mothers. They are the world benefactors. They are Gomukh. They are gurus. Baba is saluting them. They are world mothers. You can put all these words together, create a collage. The Murli should turn into a picture. The Murli should turn into a visualization. The Murli should turn into a new concept, a new way of living, a new way of thinking, a new way of understanding. It should take us from our limited consciousness to unlimited consciousness. It should take us from limited wisdom to unlimited wisdom. It should take us to understand and create that curiosity of how I wonder what you are, like a diamond in the sky. When the blazing sun is gone, when nothing shines upon, then you show your little light, twinkle, twinkle, all the night. That twinkling star, if you want to know, that diamond, if you want to understand, you need to drop this body consciousness. And the method is nature. The method is soul consciousness. And the method is churning. And the method is lightening your diet When the body is filled with pranic light, your consciousness changes. And when body is filled with heavy stuff, your consciousness changes. Food is the problem. When the body is free from food, the pranic energy flows. You move from limited consciousness to unlimited consciousness. The pranic consciousness. The world appears like a diamond. Everything appears full of light. You don't see bodies, just you see souls, spirits, pranic energy. The universe is the play of pranic energy. It's the play of vibrations. The sea of vibrations. So that's today's task. Om Shanti.